Oh, you hear this song and you think Duke Ellington, but you would never have known this tune without Billy Strayhorn. He wrote some of Ellington's biggest hits, like this one, Take the A-Train. Billy Strayhorn died 40 years ago. His life and music are the subject of a new documentary airing tonight on public television. There's also a companion CD. Both the documentary and the album are titled Lush Life, after Strayhorn's most famous ballad. Ashley Kahn reports that song is the composer's autobiography in musical form.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come-what-may places.
It's a song that was written in the 30s, but it didn't reach public ears until Nat Cole sang it in 1949 with a free and easy feel.
Then you came along with your siren of song to tempt me to madness.
Since then, Lush Life has become one of the most standard of pop standards, with no signs of fading away. It was even a highlight of a recent Grammy Awards gala, performed by hip-hop royalty.
Please welcome my friend and your host, Queen Latifah!
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come-what-may places.
Lush Life is a song with a vast range of emotion that more than 500 musicians have explored. Some, like Joe Henderson playing solo saxophone, have chosen a hushed approach. Others, like Nancy Wilson, have given it a shot of drama.
I live a lush life in some small dive.
The words reveal much of what Lush Life is about. There's a smile, but it's tinged with sadness. There's the certainty of a great love, and then the realization that,
oh, yes, I was wrong.
At first, Lush Life seems simple, but it's quite complex, emotionally and musically, with a very unusual structure. It even gave Frank Sinatra a hard time.
Master number E, 1957, take 3.
Here he is in a busy studio session in 1958, trying to get it right and then giving up.
And only last year, everything seemed...
Hold it. It's not only tough enough with the way it is, but he got some slides in there. Oh, yeah! Put it aside for about a year.
Not everybody could sing it. The structure, I mean, a lot of songs had verses and refrains, you know. But Lush Life was like a mind-boggling thing.
Andy Bay is a celebrated jazz singer and pianist with a personal connection to the song he has focused on repeatedly during a 55-year career.
It's about somebody's life. You know, it's like a worldliness, a person who has lived. It comes from a person that had wonderful dreams, that lived those dreams.
The pun in the song's title suggests that Lush Life might be speaking of a life of elegance or of boozy despair. In both senses, the song reflects the life of the man who wrote it, Billy Strayhorn. Strayhorn was the piano prodigy Duke Ellington recruited in 1938 to compose material for his band. Through a 30-year, on-and-off relationship, Strayhorn wrote many of Duke's most memorable and sophisticated tunes.
You know, he was like Duke Ellington's right-hand man. And his circumstances was different than all those other composers, even different than Duke. You know, because Billy was coming from a whole nother ball game.
Strays, as he was known to fellow musicians, was born in 1915. He fell in love with classical music first and later developed a fascination for jazz. Strayhorn grew up in a working-class neighborhood in Pittsburgh, but dreamed of a more cultured and cosmopolitan way of life. He yearned to travel to Europe, and he was only 16 when he began to write the song he first titled, Life is Lonely.
Life is lonely again.
That's Billy Strayhorn singing in 1964. In fact, the words he wrote as a teenager predicted the life he eventually led. He did become a socialite. He did make it to France.
A week in Paris will ease the bite of it.
And he did become an alcoholic.
That used to be there, you could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day.
The lyric to Lush Life reveals both poetry and a maturity that's surprising coming from a teen. It also seems to suggest another significant side to Strayhorn's identity, his sexual orientation.
I used to visit all the very gay places.
As his biographer David Haydu wrote, Strayhorn was a triple minority, African-American, gay, and open about his homosexuality. His offstage role in Ellington's band made it possible to avoid the public spotlight.
In some ways, I think he loved taking a back seat. Gave him the freedom to be himself, even though it might have hurt him, because he wasn't given the credit that he deserved as an artist. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. But because, you know, but at least Billy had the strength and the balls to come out and be who he was.
Strayhorn passed away in 1967, his death hastened by years of alcohol and cigarettes. He never said if Lush Life was intended to be a pronouncement of his lifestyle, and yet the song survives as a poignant self-portrait, complex, mature, and open to interpretation.
Ashley Kahn is a regular contributor to Morning Edition, and the Billy Strayhorn documentary Lush Life airs tonight on public television. For an essay about some of Strayhorn's other recordings, go to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.